Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
Welcome to PNP.
Talk to the twins.
Woo, this is an early morning. Not that early, but early enough.
Wake up call.
Wake up, wake up, get up, and shake it off.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we are excited about this morning's call. We're doing a special show for the holidays. It's holidays, and this is our love and relationship show that we normally do, and we just wanted to do a special time, a special show for the morning listeners, those out there that listen in the morning, and we may do a late night one. We're going to switch things up a bit. We'll talk to the twin show. We're excited about the new year coming. I am Butterfly.
And I'm Angel.
Yes. Ooh, yes. She said that. She said that. Let's give her a hand clap.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Yes, we're excited to be broadcasting early this morning. We felt that it would be appropriate to broadcast early during this time of the holiday season because we want to get up and be inspiring to others out there that are tuning in, that are listening to our awesome, awesome show.
Yes.
We love you. We thank you for tuning in. For those that may have missed it this morning, you guess what? You can still hear our show.
Yes.
After the fact. And still get those morning motivations, that happiness, that joy, that positive, inspirational vibe coming from Talk to the Twins show, a.k.a. the Twice Twins, because we love you like that. Yes, indeed. And we're so excited about our show topic for today. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, our show topic today is family love for the holidays. It's a special time of the year for family and friends and loved ones to come together on one accord to be joyous, to set aside all the drama, all the animosity, all the heartache. Isn't it a blessing that we at least have one time out of the year where we can celebrate the glory of God, Jesus, and celebrate as giving love to one another?
Yes.
So we should all take that situation or that time of the year, this time of the year, very, 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 very serious and hold it dear to our hearts because we are going into a new season of life and of blessings and abundance. And before you enter into your season of blessings and abundance and joy, you don't want to leave a negative situation behind because you don't want to carry it over into 2017.
Correct.
So we wanted to do this show because we all have situations in our family life, in our surroundings, where everybody just doesn't get along. Everybody doesn't agree. Everybody doesn't really like each other. Let's just say that.
Right.
Let's just be real. And there has been, you know, some things that people may have done in your family to
or said
to offend you. Or to make you feel, I don't want to even mess with that person. I don't even want to be around them. I don't even want to look at them.
Right.
Is that right? So it's hard to do the forgiving thing, but we have to forgive. We are called to forgive. We have been told in the Word that we should forgive our brothers. If we have aught with anyone, we should bring that to their attention or let them know how you feel. And, you know, when I was going to counseling many moons ago, the counselor told me how to speak and relay your message.
Right.
Saying,
It's a certain way.
It's a certain way, because if you come in and say, you did this, you pointed a finger, you are not going to get your point across.
Yeah, you're not going to get a good response.
Exactly. It's going to be two people screaming at each other, and it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
And then next thing, you'll be throwing bows, and, you know, and it's really something that is small and minute. Each person within themselves has their own issues to deal with, their own situation, their own demons or whatever you may have going on, or something that you're not happy about within your own life. And sometimes we can draw that out when someone triggers you, and that person will be your target. So, with that being said, there's so many reasons that you should love your family on the holiday season, and forgiveness should be your main thing during this time of year. This is the time to forgive everybody, because when you walk into 2017, you don't want to carry that over with you and to block your blessing. You don't want to carry no luggage over there with you and to delay what God has for you.
Right. Is that true? That is so true. You want a clean slate. You want a clean, positive mind. And just remember, what you focus on, what you begrudge, and think, that is a weight that weighs you down.
Yes.
Mentally, physically, it can mess with your health as well. So when you want to be free like an eagle,
soaring,
you know, with no worries, no cares,
no baggage,
it's easier said than done because you are human. But if we try to focus, like a friend of ours said, you know, every negative thought, they think of two or three positive thoughts.
Awesome.
So if anything negative comes into your head, then think of two or three positive things that you have
enjoyed. Even if it's very, very small, turn a negative situation into a positive situation. And also, you know, we were looking up some, you know, we love to do research on certain topics that we have on our show. Oh, you look beautiful, girl.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Yes, you look gorgeous.
Go live on the Periscope.
Oh, yes, we need to go live with this. But and there are 10 reasons that you should celebrate the holidays with your family. And I looked this up, you know, because, you know, Google's my best friend. Reading, I like that as well. So 10 reasons to celebrate Christmas with your family, with your parents. One of the top reasons is, you know, there's nothing better than a traditional family Christmas spent unwrapping gifts, playing games, sitting around the table. And, you know, as you get older, many of us find that it's difficult to make it back home for Christmas due to work, distance, or other commitments. Whether your family Christmases are spent peacefully in your total chaos or in total chaos, they will often be some of the happiest memories of your childhood. Think of your children. Think of how your Christmas was before all these bills came, before people start getting on your nerves, because, see, you start getting your nerves when you're about 21. And then people can get on them nerves, and then you can start feeling a certain way about people. But if you can just set aside and think in your mind of how the holidays, Christmas, and some people, they don't have no good fond memories of Christmas. So then this is your opportunity
To make new memories.
Yes, Lord. And if you have children, think about, I don't want my children Christmas to be like mine was.
If it was a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have a good memory, you want your children to experience those great memories that you did at Christmas time. Am I right? Yeah. And the nostalgia. It's feeling like a kid again. You're waking up and your child's at home, or you have family over and they're waking up with you at Christmas. How many of us get to wake up with our family members, cousins, and aunts, and uncles, and say, we're waking up on a joyous occasion for the birth of Jesus? Oh, and that beautiful. I like how you put that.
Oh, thank you.
For the birth of Jesus. Oh, and another great thing.
Yes.
Number two, honey. You're going to save money, because everybody's going to pitch in and make that dinner. Everybody's going to be under the same roof. They're going to see that you can save money on buying gifts as well, because somebody's going to buy a gift for your child. That means you can knock off something on the Christmas list. You know, that'll be amazing in itself. You save money. You can save money with snacks and decorations, and, you know, and you get, you know, you could get less expensive presents
just the thought of it all. The thought of it all. I'm loving the Christmas music that I'm our program director.
Oh yeah.
It's playing. Yeah, yes. Butterfly. And we have more and more great topics. As to why you should celebrate Christmas and forgiveness during the holidays.
You're just rolling off with today, huh?
Yeah, it's been in my spirit. Talk Radio. Yes, yes. And we had a short little break.
To the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Another reason to celebrate family and love for the holidays is that for families, the holiday season is the only time when everyone can get together and gather together in one place. Family reunions are a perfect opportunity to catch up, along with cousins, uncles, aunts, or even your very own siblings.
Because
there are people that live in different sides of the state, different sides of the world, and you may want to reconnect. And this is a great way to reconnect with family, enjoying life, and making the best out of your holidays. And then you can avoid the stress of hosting Christmas yourself. You know, in your home, you can go to somebody else's home. It's stress-free. You know,
yeah.
And you
pitch in and help them out at their
home. And then you're not worried about decorating or whatever. But you may have a tree up, but you're not worried about cleaning and because I know it's like if we have an event or it is stressful. It's stressful to prepare and to be the host. So you may have someone else that loves to do it in the family. Now you got to do is show up.
Right, show up.
Yes, yes.
The most important thing is show up.
Yeah. And you won't skip that.
Cut back on me.
Cut back on alcohol.
Yeah.
Those that have alcoholics.
Yeah.
Or alcohol problems in the house. Or in the family.
And then
you may not want to bring it out.
Yes. And another thing you can do is learn to cook something awesome, amazing, something new, and experiment. So that could be a fun part of getting together. Another great reason to get together with family is that it's time for your grandkids, the grandkids to be your grandparents.
Oh yeah,
don't have more than 24/7. So they don't see their grandparents a lot, or they're not with their grandparents a lot. So that's a great time for them to connect and just
that's some grandparents are raising.
Yeah, some grandparents are raising. So the grandparents they won't do that. Let's spend time with the mama and dad. Yeah, take a break. And it's a great way to make your parents happy because living away from home for a few months or several years, your parents will be overjoyed to see you. So, it's a good thing to, be able to come together as a family. And if it's just you and your parents, it doesn't have to be the whole family reunion. If it's your mom and dad and the grandparents and the grandkids, that's a great way to reconnect. Number 9, you can reconnect with old friends. You may be coming home for the holidays. They may be coming home for the holidays. And you can reconnect with them and maybe go out and have a hockey-talkie or something.
Yes, go out for drinks.
Oh, I like that.
Let me get your hand clap.
Yeah. So, you know, meet up with your old school friends. That would be nice if you got in and, you know. If you don't, you know, you don't want the boss, you know.
But this is the holiday festive season, so you want us to try to
be nice.
Right.
Be nice.
Be festive.
And number 10, the moon that says it all. The reason for the season, the reason that you are in the land of the living, the most important reason,
the most important
is the gift giving, overeating, and having perfect decorated home instead of contributing to, you know, to a lot of the commercialism of Christmas. Focus on spending time with each other. And look for free family activities and focus on, you know, go to church together for Christmas Eve and celebrate Jesus with your family.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And go see the light. Oh, yes.
We need to go see the light.
And that's a great reason for family to come together. And like I said, shaking off the dust from your feet and the baggage and the negativity, and just be joyous and forgiving and loving for Talk to the Twin Show.
So remember, we'll get on your nerves,
but you got to forgive them because their noses are very wide. And that's what God gave them, wide open.
Oh, wonder who's talking about.
Oh, Father Beer. Yeah. So our morning broadcast has been such a success. We are loving it.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Do something that makes you want to get up in the morning and be productive.
This is a productive morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And then today we're going on over to have our hugs for the holidays. If you want information and location, you have to email us or email the
WFCFoundation.org@gmail.com.
And to find out information about hugs for the holidays, we're very excited about that. And to those that are grieving the loss of their siblings or their children,
right?
You know, that's what our focus is on, because that's what we have endeared, and we want to, you know, reach out to those through our foundation and get y'all started on loving and happiness for the holidays. And we want to say a prayer and condolences to those, the Allen Thicke family, because they just lost Allen Thicke. I think he was the loveliest
master person.
He loved all people, and he showed it truly in his life, and we're just thankful for that. So if you're going through a time of mourning or grief, we pray for you. Talk to the Twin Show. We send our condolences for you, because this is a hard time, but you can make it through.
You
can make it through, and you can be
a survivor,
a resilient in what is, in what this holiday is. Just remember what the season is about, and also remember to hug your loved ones. Also remember to be diligent in the things that you do and mindful of how you treat others. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it or say about it.
No.
But catch us on the flip side, honey.
Yes.
TNT. Talk to the twins. I'm gonna fly.
Woo! Clap on it.
And yes, you just heard another spectacular. Is that the word? Spectacular.
Yes, for us.
Spectacular show of PNP Talk to the Twins. Happy holidays to all of you. Don't hear from us, if you don't see us out and about. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
Yes,
good tidings to you.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
God in love. And you better be thankful this holiday season for friends, family, foes, and all those things. Let's celebrate us all. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And let's, most important, celebrate yourself. Yes, sir. And, you know, go into the new year with a clean slate, with an open mind. Can't preach, preach. With less stress, negativity, and forgiveness. That I'm telling you that forgiveness will open the doors of your blessings. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to see for you this holiday season, as well as for ourselves. And, you know, sometimes we wonder why things are the way they are. But, you know, you just got to turn your face to the wall like King Hezekiah.
Oh, say it, Lord. Hey, she's preaching. She's preaching.
Lord, I need you. Call on the God that you know that comes morning, noon, night, whenever you call, he's going to be there. And let them know, God, I forgive those who have persecuted me. And I thank
talk
you.
About me, slander me.
Slander me, talked about me, rebuked me, scorned me, neglected and rejected. But I thank you for this new season. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for letting me walk into 2017.
They ain't made that yet. We got a couple of weeks.
We got a couple of weeks.
So, I don't know. Somebody
y'all
come in.
Somebody, yes, sir. But you got to say it in advance. Speak it in advance. Speak it into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Implant the atmosphere with blessings for you and your family. Speak positive.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, you got a message. You got the widest nose on the planet. Oh, Father, trying to be funny. Thank you for tuning in once again. Have a blessed and merry, merry holiday. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
P&P, talk to the twins, and we're out. See you on the